Ex-paratrooper takes his final jump at 88. Member Danny Gibbon, an ex-paratrooper, recently made one final parachute jump at the age of 88. At just 17, Danny enlisted into the army and wanted to join the parachute regiment for the thrill of making jumps into enemy territory. He says, "I joined up early so I could avoid a random posting under the National Service regulations that were still in place at the time. Joining the army was my way of honouring my father, who was a sergeant in the Royal Welsh Fusiliers. He was killed at Dunkirk during the war while protecting the route back to England for British troops." Danny served for 5 years as a heavy machine gunner in tours in Cyprus, Egypt, Norway and Germany. He was discharged as a Lance Corporal in 1959. One of his memories from his military days is of a training course at Netheravon Airfield in Salisbury, where new and experimental ways of jumping were tested. It's here that Danny made his final jump on the 13th of September. He says, "This jump was completely different to what I did 70 years ago. Back then, I was attached. The plane pulled the parachute for you after you jumped. We had to get down as quickly as possible. I would just want to get out of the plane, as I had a great big machine gun strapped to me and could hardly walk. Sometimes they would basically push you out. It was scary when I started, but you soon got your rhythm. If you refused to jump, you'd be court-martialed. This time I was at 10,000 feet and free-falling for quite a distance before deploying the chute. When I called up to book the jump and told them I'd been in the parachute regiment, they told me, 'You must forget your training and remember not to try and land yourself.'" Danny says, "I was a bit nervous, but I felt reassured to be attached to someone who knew what they were doing, as I couldn't have done it on my own. It certainly brought back some memories, but I'll never do it again." Danny was diagnosed with macular degeneration a few years ago and recently had cataract surgery, which has meant that he has a small amount of sight in one eye. He says, "When I first lost my sight, it felt like there was nothing left that I could do. I've had to rely more on my wife. I can't do the buttons up on my shirts anymore or read a form or drive. We've found ways to adapt, but the word I would probably use to describe how I was feeling would be frustrated." When he was certified as partially sighted, Danny and his wife, Carol, went through a period of feeling helpless and alone. Carol says, "We have no children or family left, and we were really struggling. We didn't know what to do. However, after going online to try and find equipment or someone who might be able to help, she came across the Blind Veterans UK website. She says, 'I filled in the form and the charity got back to us within 2 days. Within 2 weeks, we'd had a home visit from a support worker. We've never looked back. Everything just felt better. It's just knowing that somebody's there, because you can't describe just how isolated we both felt, as we just had nobody to help us. We were sent lots of useful equipment, and within weeks, Danny was beginning to feel he had his life back and could still make a useful contribution." Danny says, "Blind Veterans UK has been brilliant. I've been provided with talking books and I attend local meetings with fellow blind veterans, and I've played bowls. Getting in touch with the charity is the best thing I've ever done, which is why I wanted to do something to give back." Carol said, "I suggested that Danny made a parachute jump to celebrate his 88th birthday as a tribute to his late father, a nod to his time in the parachute regiment, and to raise funds for Blind Veterans UK. We want them to be able to help someone else who's going through what we went through." If you would like to help Danny hit his fundraising target, visit his Just Giving page, which is at justgiving.com, and Just Giving is all one word, justgiving.com/page/Danny-Gibbons.